He was born in Garden Valley in 1899, and he was born profoundly deaf without any formal language at all. So at a very early age, he began to draw, and he used drawing as his primary means of communication. His parents, Frank and Mary, ran a general store and post office throughout much of his young life. So he used a lot of materials that he had access to through that, like magazines and newspapers, as his subject matter, and also to create work on top of. At the end of 1931, the beginning of 1932, his mother, Mary, moved the rest of the family out to a property in Northwest Boise, which is where we are today.
Yeah, and it was really important to save what we could of the original house, or what we had access to anyway. We had this existing structure that we could remove some of the ceiling out of so that we could showcase the build history of this structure.
Castle's materials and the house materials are essentially one and the same. A lot of the materials that were used to construct the house, such as various types of paper and fabric, were also the same types of materials that Castle used in constructing some of his art pieces and some of his handmade boxes.
We'll have some examples of how the house has evolved over time, and then we're basically just sort of using this as our backdrop to help explain how houses like this were sort of just constructed over time. They were never designed, and for the most part, they were never really intended to last this long, but we have a really great opportunity with this project to kind of keep a really fragile piece of Idaho history up. We want to pay homage to that as well, and so that's what this exhibit is really about.